2023. It's a live show Friday night. And oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, I was just looking at the gold. You know, Brother Quaz always said, when you see the gold move big, that's when you know something's getting ready to happen. And we're at $1,982.50, up $63 today, up $63 at the close on the gold and the silver, $22.51, up 84 cents. So both of them up substantially, and I'll tell you what, I wish everybody listening had a ton of it. That would be great for all of us, in a sense. Because I'll tell you, the banks are not getting any better. It doesn't look better. They're pumping money into these things like nobody's business. And then now, let's say you're living in a small town, oh, I don't know, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, wherever it might be, Northern California. You're living there somewhere in a small town, and you got a good little bike. And there are people that have three camera TV screens and, you know, $50,000 mics and all kind of crazy stuff, you know. And that's all fine and good, all right? But I'll tell you what, all I know is that I'm back on now, and that's all there is to it. So, consequently, talking about the gold, and the gold is up $63 today at $1,982.50. Silver at $22.51, up 84 cents. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, the gold is moving, the silver is moving, and the banks are not moving, and that is the key. That is the key to the whole bit. Anyway, I would call your attention to the fact that now, boy, they think that, oh, boy, they've got old Putin now and all that, the International Criminal Court, you know, all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, they indicted him. He's got an arrest warrant out for his arrest, and they say he won't be able to travel. I'll tell you what, Putin will go wherever he wants to go. I'm going to tell you. That would be quite interesting, you know, if he was arrested or somebody tried to arrest him. He ain't Slobodan Milosevic, let me tell you that. He's a little bit bigger than Slobodan Milosevic, you know. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is that the International Criminal Court, if you remember back in the day, a number of years ago, they are the ones that also had the same thing. They had an arrest warrant out for war crimes on Henry Kissinger. Now, has Henry Kissinger ever been arrested? No. You see what I'm saying? All of that stuff is quite interesting, but it's not the be-all, end-all. But he could get arrested. He could just say to Lavrov or Medvedev, push the button, and then it'll be, woo, shoom. You see what I'm saying? And then you got World War III. You got all of the things going on in terms of the hypersonic missiles and all of the stuff. And I tell you, it's just as though there is a hidden hand, though. Like I said last night, it's like there's a hidden hand that's got an AI picking targets to implement the World War III or the Gog Magog War out of Ezekiel 38. And then 39 is what happens when Israel and the Lord and Israel go to town against some of the people that come against Israel. Yeah, I mean, Ezekiel 39 as well, you know, and it's just crazy, 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 crazy every day now. Just nuts. That train derailed down in Manatee County, Florida. Somebody sent me some information here about that derailment, and it says, it's around there by the news of Sarasota, Manatee County, Florida, train derailed shortly after it happened. And then he says, it sure looks like sabotage. Both rails are blown outward with a rather good-sized hole, and the cross ties pushed to either forward or rear of the hole. So that is something that looks like it's been done. I maintain that almost all of these things are sabotage. The one out in Anacortes in Washington State, the one in Arizona, the one obviously in East Palestine, the Detroit one, all the different ones that we've seen here in the last month, all right? And all of the fires and all of the factories that were, you know, making this or that, or all of the stuff that has been blown up, all of the 103 or 110 now food processing plants and, you know, places like that where you'd have just destroying the food supply. And I know it seems trite to tell you that as Lord Jesus said, there'll be, you know, Matthew 24, you know, you're going to have famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Now, I was going to tell you about that earthquake up in Alberta. And kind of interesting thing, if you remember long-term listeners of the show, and Brother Quayle, remember when we talked about the smoky trucks. And the smoky trucks were the big double or the big long semi trailers that had the smoky part of it was they had a mobile crematorium in the back of it. And the smoky trucks were involved back in 2004, 2005, in that era, 2004, 2005. The smoky trucks were involved in picking up homeless people and people off the street at night, kidnapping them, and then driving around and getting more of them and get subjects for bioweapons research that was ongoing while they were rolling down the road. And then if anybody died after they, you know, and with the illness or whatever in their, and they couldn't get out, they were in a cell, you know, inside the truck, a barred area. They couldn't get out, and then if they died, then they were put into the mobile crematorium. And as it went down the road, smoke goes out the top. Now, people doubt that you can do it, but you can see the Red Chinese have had these mobile crematorium for years. Matter of fact, they made all of them work in overtime during the early COVID, when millions and millions of people were dying, and when they also had taken and killed all of the animals and pets in Wuhan, and they took them in other places. They took them and they incinerated all of them, put them right through the crematoriums. All of them were working overtime. And if you remember, at the very part of the COVID, there were the videos showing, you know, thousands and thousands of bodies and body bags stacked up, and people on like the floors of train stations or in big, huge warehouses that were just dying, in the midst of dying, and sometimes somebody would be next to them, other times they were just laying there dying. There's millions of people. So anyway, back to 2004, 2005, that era, the smoky trucks were rolling, and we were starting to get wind of that. And then the Mighty Men of Valor, the MMV, ran onto some smoky trucks trying to cross from the United States into Alberta, going up across the Canadian border, and the MMV hit them, and they stopped them, and they got into a firefight with the Red Chinese, and then the first truck, I think, went on across the border and went up there into Canada, but the initial one that they stopped, or the one that was the back one of the two, that particular one, they were able then to eliminate the enemy, the Red Chinese scientists or whoever was there, and then they were able to release and to take out of there some subjects of the bioweapons research labs that were still alive. Others had been obviously killed and, you know, in the crematorium. But then I found out and got looking into some different stuff up in there, and I found out that they were in Lager. They were moving them up into Alberta. At one time, they were near Lethbridge, okay? And then allegedly, the Lee family, the L.I. family, the Lee family, allegedly, in those years, they held the International Symposium on Microbiology and Bioweapons Research in China. But then the Lee family had a private facility or a private clinic research facility in Calgary, Alberta. And during that time period, there was a pop-up of an odd new bird flu that was infecting the geese and the ducks in the waterways up in that area north of Calgary and going on up to where this earthquake is at. There's also up in there Canadian military bases and probably some deep underground bases. Now, the smoky trucks went up and got in the lager and, you know, in a group up in there, and consequently, we found that out. We've seen also others since much time since then, but we've seen Red Chinese troops inside Canada marching around in full full battle rattle, you know, doing their marches in British Columbia and various places. So I tell you, I think that it's possible that the 5.0 or whatever the earthquake that was in Alberta may have been designed to hit underground bases that maybe the Red Chinese and or, question mark, and or, allegedly, the Canadians may be there manufacturing the next bioweapon. Don't know, but that's another possibility, simply because I popped right into my mind the smoky trucks. The bioweapons research within those trucks are going on up into Alberta. So if they've got an underground base or a base out in the, you know, in the country somewhere in the forest, and that's got some very interesting where that quake was, you've got some more heavy forested areas, and you got the Métis Indian areas and that kind of stuff, villages and that kind of thing, M-E-T-I-S, all right, Métis, all right. But that is another possibility. Because the radars and stuff, there are probably some up in there, but that ain't the main radars to detect things coming over the pole or anything like that. They might contribute, but, I mean, NORAD's got that pretty well taped, you know. And they've got the satellites. They got all the other things up there. So that could have been a tectonic weapon to take somebody out that may be in an underground working on a bioweapon. I don't know. But that's another view on it that, if you remember the original shows we did back in there, Brother Quayle, and then, of course, based on that information, I found some other stuff up in there and all of that. So anyway, this is going to go down a road where it's going to function junctions. Just like I said, the Wild Weasel is running. Everything, all the trains have Casey Jones with the hammer down and pouring more coal on, as they used to say. Pour on more coal, more steam, with the hammer down on the throttle, and old Casey Jones is high on the moonshine and the methamphetamine. And all the trains are headed to function junction. It's something also right now, though, it seems as though there is a weight built into the system at this moment, because Xi Jinping is going to meet with Putin next week, and I guess he's going to try to meet with Zelensky or something like that. And so you've got to see what's going to happen there. And the United States seems to be behind the eight ball as far as that goes. And it's just amazing to me also they got this former Admiral Kirby, or retired Admiral Kirby, who's the spokesperson for the Pentagram, and he reminds me so much of Baghdad Bob. If you remember when Saddam Hussein, you know, had the guy Baghdad Bob, and then our bombs were hitting in the background of the TV shot, he'd say, "Pay no attention to the bombs over there. That's just testing. Saddam's army is testing a certain ordinance over there." But it was the U.S. bombs, and he was lying through his teeth. This Admiral Kirby is lying through his teeth, and he's the worst kind of spokesperson I ever thought you'd see. The only one who would be worse would be the Jean-Pierre woman. And but it doesn't make any difference. Biden just grins, and he don't answer no questions. Because you know why? Because they're now on to him, and they're on to him for possibly the millions and millions and millions of dollars that his son got, and all of his other families getting from the Red Chinese and all the different things. They're just getting started in all that. They're just now getting the first wire transfers and things from Treasury, which she could no longer deny them. So I'm going to tell you, the trick is you're going to have to be your own general store, your own supply sergeant at the, you know, in terms of the supply depot, you're going to have to be that. And I don't know how to say it any other way is that you need to prepare and continue to prepare methodically, using and working your list to where you don't have this item or you're weaker in this area. It's got to be water purification, like with Berkey filtration systems, water storage, the small storage containers that you can easily move, rather than the big giant 50-gallon drums and that kind of stuff. That's okay if you want to have some of that, but have some of the smaller ones too. You know, down to the 5-gallon or even the 1-gallon jugs, you know, that you could have done. I mean, there's so many things to get, so many things and items to do, but it's water, you know, food, firearm ammunition, you know, medical supplies, all the different things, and then shelter items, how to keep warm, how to stay warm, you know, in a shelter. I don't know. This thing is going to be so crazy and so wild that I can't tell you other any better than what Jesus said in Matthew 24 or Luke 21, that if the time were not shortened for the elect, there would no flesh be saved. This is going to be something that's never been before. It's never been as bad. It's getting ready to go worse than it's ever been before. You know, I should just read that instead of quoting it, you know, trying to paraphrase it, because it's, you know, that's one thing I've always tried to do, is to read the actual scripture. So here we go right now. Let's just see where we're at. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. So the end is not yet, but it's going to be nation rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these things are the beginning of sorrows. And then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he... Here it is, verse 13, chapter 24, Matthew. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Oh, man. And let's just drop down here. Woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. All right? But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, and neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, and ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. It doesn't say for everybody. It says for the elect's sake. Oh, wowie, because I'll tell you, that's what's getting ready to come down, and the gold is starting to indicate it. The bank collapses and all of that are starting to indicate it. We've got all of the train derailments. We've got the big fires. Oh, we had another fire. Isn't that interesting? In England, the HSBC bank in Loudsboro fire there at their bank headquarters. They just bought the Silicon Valley Bank branch that's in England or in the United Kingdom. They just paid for that, and then all of a sudden there's a big, huge fire that outbreaks in the HSB Bank headquarters. Isn't that interesting? So it seems like we've got fires, and we got explosions, and we got train derails, and things going off the mat, weather warfare, tectonic warfare. It's right out of Matthew 24, right out of Luke 21. Because at the same time, Biden is trying to take the guns away, and they're trying to destroy all of the banking and all of the money supply and the financial stuff going on in the United States and in the world, for that matter, because they want to implement the central bank digital currency stuff. Because then they're going to have the ability to do the mark of the beast, because they're not going to have, you're not going to have to be able to use cash or a credit card or anything other than that digital currency. I don't know how exactly they would spring that on, but they would probably do it after a collapse of a whole bunch of banks. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you've got silver, you know, silver and gold or platinum, if you have firearms and ammunition will be a great, no matter how it's utilized, a great new piece of money or currency, you see. Whether it's handed out one bit of ammo at a time or in the box. You see what I'm saying? It's going to be point where you can still go and go to the grocery store and or go to a, you know, a department store, go to the mall, or you can go do this, you can go watch the ball game and all that kind of stuff. It seems like, well, that's, you know, a little bit far-fetched. And I pray that it is, but Lord Jesus says it's not, because already what he's talking about, we're already in the beginning of sorrows. In the beginning of sorrows, you see. Now, the other thing I was going to talk about is like on the mimic, M-I-M-I-C. And if you look today, in the last few days or whatever, they would have it to where you cannot, it was going wild. I talked about it last night a little bit. But how now there was a, like I would say, a mesh-like outflow of an energy construct, but it looked like a wire mesh, okay, shooting up from down, probably in the Antarctica, up through the up through Mexico and into Texas, to create what is now the new semblance of what passed as a jet stream. The old jet stream used to come down, and many young people don't know this, used to be on every weather chart and every weather TV show and everything that there was. The jet stream used to come down out of, you know, the Arctic and then come on down into the Pacific Northwest, dip on down to the Rockies, down into Texas, make the swoop, Oklahoma, Kansas, and then come on across, okay? And then go east, you know, through Illinois and into Indiana, Ohio, and on out to the East Coast. And then sometimes you'd have the nor'easter effects and all the other things. And there were other systems, but that was the main generation. The main weather systems were all done with the jet stream. That's what it was done, and that's when it was natural. And then the Russians started using the woodpecker. It sounded like a signal like a woodpecker. They could put a column of energy up in the air, a columnar, you know, shaped thing, up into the air electromagnetically, and then steer the jet stream, and they were bringing it down into the United States. And then back in the 70s, what was it, 76, 77 in that era? And then again, I think about 82, they brought the jet stream all the way down. And I can remember huge amounts of snow and ice in those late 70s. And it got down into, you know, 10, 20 below. And then back at 82, I can remember, I think it was 82, I believe there was like maybe Christmas of that time period then or something. There was like 90 below chill factors. Actual temps were like 25 below and 30 below in the United States. I remember also it was snowing down in the Key West and that kind of stuff, you know. Florida was all, had the smudge pots out and almost lost the entire orange, you know, crops and all those kind of things because there was snow down in South Florida. So all of that is now back. It's like we're back with it and we have Biden back in. He reminds me of Peanuts Carter, only worse, all right? Because these guys are even more evil. The evil is the key that is sitting right out there looking you in the eye, and most people don't even have a clue. Lucifer and his fallen angels are on this planet. They're running the top people in the top slots in the banking, the central banks, the big banks in London and New York and Zurich and, you know, Frankfurt, Germany, all over the place. And then they're running the different corporations, and then they make the politicians dance to their tune, and then the top military and intelligence people dance to their tune within certain parameters where they can also impact those people. Yeah, because at the top, these people are Luciferians. They worship Lucifer, the light bringer. They are evil. They're trying to destroy your children. They're trying to destroy up to about 7 billion people on the planet in a blood sacrifice to give the devil power to Lucifer so he can counterfeit a messiahship, counterfeit what the Lord Jesus actually is, who is to be coming back, and to counterfeit it and to have then about a 3.5-year great tribulation, which is just going to be just like the Lord Jesus said. I mean, if the time were not shortened for the elect, then no flesh should be saved. That's what's going to happen. There's going to be wars, all kind of crazy stuff. Lockdowns, crackdowns. And if the government is still trying to take the guns after all these years, you know, Well, what are they getting ready to do to you? Well, I mean, I read it to you back before, but let me go back and just give you what I read to you the other night a little bit. This is what I wrote back about, let's see when it was here. This was in August 18th, 2009. And I wrote what I call a Huck Talon. It was put up on stevequayle.com. It was a news alert. And it was called Bank Holiday Possible from August 26th through October 2009. It will be no picnic, but an Illuminati feast of flesh and marrow. In the age of quadrillions and, you know, mega quadrillions and derivatives, well, we've got that ongoing now, too, don't we? That's in the background that they're not talking about it. So-called insurance policies, but better likened to a Las Vegas poker game. The American dream is built upon nothing much, it seems, but a house of cards and endless debt, buttressed by phony economic statistics, cooked books, and continued loss of jobs, homes, businesses, net worth, and liberty. The plunge protection team pumps jobs on the stocks, the dollar collapse fears, manipulated hold downs on the precious metal futures, except that's not happening right now. TARP, TALP, those were the bailout plans, fed extraordinary thievery of close to $24.7 trillion without any transparency going to foreign banks owned by Illuminati, Luciferian globalists, who are the receivers of the bankruptcy of 1933 of the corporate entity United States of America, and probably the current one of 2008, which has not been officially declared. Another bankruptcy, you see. So this right here, that Aquino had information from somebody who actually had to draft the letter to comply with the leaked executive orders from that time period. And let's see, last week, two letters in draft format allegedly from a large Midwestern bank with branches in several states were made available to the Q files by an alleged executive-level employee of that bank. Their contents, which were to be offered for correction and suggestions, to be returned no later than 8/21/09, contained the statement that they had been prepared at the behest of the Federal Reserve and that an executive order, they didn't state a number, was specifically going to be cited in the finished product that would go to all bank account holders and employees sometimes after 8/21/09, though no exact date was listed. The content of these two letters was, number one, listen up, this is what was written back then, and it'll be something similar now. All account access was to be limited by the bank, and that any withdrawals, checks, debit cards, or access of credit lines and individual retirement accounts could total no more than $500 per one or a combination of accounts every 7 business days until these limitations were lifted by federal authorities. So I'm going to say all account access will be limited by the bank, and that any withdrawals, checks, credit cards, debit cards, access of credit lines, or IRAs, the total amount you could take out or get your hands on was no more than $500 every 7 business days. Number two, all lockboxes were to be sealed and access to contents disallowed by regulations imposed by executive order, the IRS, the FDIC, and the Federal Reserve Bank until further notice. These type of restrictions, I noted in this, have been seen before during bank holidays of the 1930s, where contents of lockboxes, particularly gold and cash, were in fact confiscated, and also in more recent IMF World Bank imposed scenarios in South American countries such as Argentina and Brazil in the early 2000s, back in the 90s, and also in the 80s. The implications for the American people here are ominous once again. When one looks at a potential limit on withdrawals of only $2,000 per 28 business days, and then calculates that many households' budgets are much greater than that, especially if the mortgage payment is included, it is no wonder that NORTHCOM troops, foreign troops, and mercenaries are being quartered inside the United States and are practicing for martial law to quell massive civil uprisings. Okay, now, let me just quote something here that I've read to you time and time again. I read to you back then. Brother Greg Evans and I were used to talk about this in detail. And when he was a guest, and this was written and was put into effect here shortly before November of 2008, presidential election, George W. Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document. Now, it was 12 October 2008. And the title of the document is Domestic Insurgency and Direct Declaration of Martial Law. And this was specifically dealing with, and they were going to declare martial law, and that was even on television. They were calling it declaring an economic martial law, but believe you me, that was going to be the real deal. Because they had also, over the years, have practiced to handle bank runs at big banks. And the violence that will be erupting as it spreads further, further, and further. So this was 208, 209, and this time frame, referencing earlier time frames, now we're back here again with it. They stole about $25 trillion, the big shots. Well, how much you think they'll steal this time? Or will they wrap them completely up and you'll have the great reset of the World Economic Forum, the New World Order, Luciferian scum, who are now also, with the articles, bringing out the robots. And what was it that Klaus Schwab, the Nazi, the grandson of the Nazi industrialist, whose henchman is allegedly a son or a grandson of a named Harari, allegedly of a Mossad agent, Michael Harari, used to be Noriega's buddy and advisor. Until when the United States came to grab Noriega at Christmas time and come down the chimney like Santa Claus, Michael Harari, went over the Cordillera and took on off and then got the heck out of there and went back to Israel, all right? But you see, you've got this Nazi, grandson allegedly of Nazi industrialist, with the son or grandson of a Mossad agent, and he is the one that tells Klaus Schwab, we no longer need men or humans to forward the fourth industrial revolution, you see. They want to get rid of all of you, and they want to have, maybe they want to trap your soul and put it in a robot body, all right, you see, or cyborg you, or what have you. Or just kill you, and then Lucifer steals your soul, you see, or tries to. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, this here is what's going on. It's right out of the Bible. It's right out of everything that we read. It's out of the letter from Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini in 1871, the coming three world wars. It's all sitting right here in front of our faces. It is happening right now. The only thing I can tell you is that if you pray to Lord Jesus and if you repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart, to be your Savior, he'll wash you clean, and you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven if you're to lose your life on this planet or elsewhere in space or wherever they might grab you and take you or wherever you might go. All right? At this point in time, one does not know. But it is, we can know the season. We can see what's happening. We don't know exact timing and stuff. But you can also know that it's not hunky-dory and it's all Dairy Queen ice cream and going to the softball games, you know? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'll tell you what. If you need any kind of reassurance about the Lord Jesus, let me tell you, go get your King James Bible and start reading it. If you want to contribute anything to people who are on fire for the Lord, and you want to get them Bibles in their own dialect and songbooks, then you can, any amount is good, send it to Nunemaker Indochina Bible Project. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, in the China Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, in the China Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. So, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com, or you can call him at 406-586-4840. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. If you need gold or if you need silver or any of the other things, I'm going to tell you what, get on the private briefings that Brother Quayle's talking about. You can sign up for that. You may win a prize in a lottery or in a drawing, but the information is worth it for you. But you call him up, you tell him Old Hawk sent you, and if you get some gold or silver, he's usually got it, can get it out to you quick. Any books that Steve has, try to grab any books that he's got while he can still get them, because he's not reprinting them, because they can never quote him the new prices or the timing that it would be done. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, stevequayle.com, 406-586-4840. Tell them Old Hawk sent you. If you get Tyler, his son, or Daryl, who's a very capable manager, or if you get Steve himself, we'll be glad to help you and take care of you. Tell them that you listen to the Hawk Radio, Q-Piles, old Q-Piles and Hawk Radio, that you listen to Steve and everybody on the various radio stations and on his private briefing messages and all the stuff, and they'll take good care of you. Now, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game? I hope you do. Most anything would be most needed and welcome. It could be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, ounce of silver, silver dimes, silver quarters, whatever it might be, a little bit of gold, a little bit of platinum, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. We keep doing this together, and we keep doing it as long as we can do it. And I'll tell you what, if we continue to stay with the Lord Jesus as our Savior, that's, you know, you asked him to come into your heart to be your Savior, you repented of your sins, and if you're like me, maybe you got to repent more than once, you know, a week, you know. It's no longer about the milquetoast person. The Lord Jesus doesn't always pick the guy who's just really very quiet and very nice, because the world is not like that. You got to have some wherewithal. You got to have some grit. You got to have some sand and some muscle to bounce into these things and to take the Louisville Slugger to the Lucy shin bone and to his head, you know? Because they're coming to take your family and to take your homes and take your bank accounts and all your stuff. So don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, I'm telling you. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand in the gap against evil. And you might ask him, Lord, where can I put my family? Where is their true sanctuary where I can take and put my family there? And Lord, if you need me to stand in any gap against any of the evil, tell me it is where you need me to stand. And listen to what he says to you when you pray that, because I'll tell you, you're going to hear something. You'll hear where you need to be. You'll hear where you need to gonna go, all right?
And consequently, you will have purpose in this end times that you cannot believe. It's going to come down to cases. And I'm going to tell you what, you ought to have cases of food, all right? And you ought to go out tonight, this weekend, and buy, you know, if you can get mountain house or long-term storage food of any kind, order some Wise or for Patriots or whatever the brand is, all right, Alpenair, whatever it is, you can get some of that at like the Bass Pros and the, you know, that kind of stores, Cabela's,
which the same corporation owns both of them, but that or any of the other places, you know, that are, have camping goods or that kind of supplies. And I tell you, I thought we were going to have, I was thinking about trying to get a garden in here before too long, and lo and behold, we had snow in the last couple of days, you know, and got cold again. And I know that out the rivers are raging in California, but the Mimic, as I was talking about, the Mimic, they have gone back to the thing of keeping the moisture up of northern and southern California and then tying it into that last semblance, as I said, of the jet stream, using a huge burst of energy that looks like an energy mesh. It's like somebody shot a, you know, like a metal metallic mesh hose up there of energy up into the through Mexico and then up into Texas to then push this front that's going to the east now on down through the pipe. And then all the moisture is being sucked up through that, and then that's what's going into the thing. And then we've had all the storms in the south, and we've had snow in every place else, and now we're having it go on and getting cold again up in the northeast and all the different things. It's weather warfare, tectonic pops, all kind of stuff, electromagnetic pulses, which the Mimic, and that's University of Wisconsin, M-I-M-I-C, number two. It's like the second version, version two. It's what you want to do, and then you look at it. Then you can look at the worldwide, global domain. They have domains where you can see different maps and see how the energy flow and the moisture flows and all the stuff are there. It's not exactly a weather map, but it coincides with weather fronts. And then you also get to see the electromagnetic effects of various things that are there, which they don't want you to necessarily see it, but they want you to think it's all natural. And it ain't all natural. It's not all natural. If for those out there just listening new or something like that, then look up United States Air Force document, United States Air Force document, we own the weather in 2025. We own the weather in 2025. And you'll get some semblance of it. You also, if you can get Brother Steve Quayle's weather warfare book, if he's still got any of those, see if he's got those, call him up, 406-586-4840. See if he's still got any of the weather books that he put out years ago. Steve was the first person to use the term chemtrails. And even the guy that became famous for it, who was an Art Bell, said, well, the first time I ever heard anybody talk about chemtrails was Steve Quayle. That was way a long time ago. Brother Quayle's been ahead 30, 40 years all along. And I tell you what, I thank Brother Steve Quayle for helping me to come back to the Lord Jesus so many years ago, and then for putting me onto the air. He made it okay for me to come back to Jesus. I'll tell you what, backslid is all get out, you know, all you can't believe, all this stuff. And that's why I always say to you, any of you out there, I don't care, and Jesus doesn't care what you've done, who you are. If you repent of your sins, ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and you can be the most foregone person, the most, you know, foregone individual with what you've done. But I'm going to tell you, the Lord will come to you, and he'll start to wash you clean, if you're sincere. Best deal in town, don't you think? I think so. Now, ammunition is going to be something that is going to be critical to have. And whether you got a rifle, a shotgun, a revolver, a pistol, or all of them, or whether if you're very fortunate and have really good stuff, you know, I remember years ago I met a guy that owned an AK-AK gun, a gun to take planes out of the sky, you know, an aerial bombardment kind of a plane. I call them AK-AK, okay? That's what we used to call them in the old days. And he owned one of them. And then I've known a lot of people who had the full automatic license over the years and that kind of stuff. I've never played with that or anything. But because I'll tell you what, if you got a good rifle and you got it clean and you're all able to use it and you're practiced up and you can shoot one round down range and hit somebody and hit the target, then that's the key. If you can pull your trigger faster, you can use a semi-automatic and you can get pretty good, you know, fire down range with that. A 12-gauge pump shotgun will work real well.
Yeah, you can use the automatics and stuff. That's not a problem. I just like the old Never Fear, you know, Mossberg 590 is here, you know.
Or any other ones you might want, a Remington or a Winchester, whatever pump you like. I have the Mossberg 590, all right? I don't need the 3-inch shell. I just use the 2 3/4. And if you use a double odd buck, or if you got number 4 buck, or you got rifled slugs, sabot slugs, you can get some heavy bird loads for, you know, good measure, because at a short distance, you got to pepper somebody's nose and ears and eyes and take off their head, you know. If you put your gun around the corner and they happen to be coming, you know, kaboom. And what are you going to do when the large numbers of biker gangs or the Crips or Blood type street gangs or the gangster disciples or whoever it might be in your area, what happens when they come? Or when, as old brother Mark Corky used to say, the butter knife brigade led by the lefty college professor woman, female college professor, who wants your generator and all your food, and she's going to raise the revolution in your neighborhood to come down and kill you and take all your stuff. What are you going to do when they start to come? What are you going to do when it's the, like the, my, source overheard a Canadian general say back in 2004, 2005, I think it was 2004 in that era, and he overheard a Canadian general saying, these stupid Americans, when we come into the country and we do a martial law, the martial law comes down, we're going to tell people to get into the trucks, and the first person that, you know, asks a question about that, it's going to be boom, boom, two to the head, and then we'll take his family, put them in the trucks, take their house and all their goods and whatever. And that was a Canadian general overheard saying that, all right? The NORTHCOM is the North American Command. They're the troops that FEMA would use, and then you've got the regional capitals, right? Look up which FEMA region, wherever you say your town, what town is XYZ, which FEMA region is that XYZ in, and what, you see, or you could just look up, what are the FEMA regions and their capitals, and that'll all pop up on the screen. They're going to use NORTHCOM troops, and then at some point in time, there'll be foreign troops here because the United Nations will be in here, and then they're going to be involved and all that. Then, of course, the red Chinese, United Nations, aren't they? They're here to help. Well, all the banks collapsed, or maybe the Russians and maybe the red Chinese, or maybe it was just little Kimmy dropped two bombs out of his satellite up above and did an EMP blast and knocked out the power grid in the United States. He doesn't even need that 33-minute ICBM from the old days. The Russians, the Chinese, they don't have to shoot their hypersonic. They can say, little Kim, we'll take good care of you. You drop those EMP weapons down, nobody will know where they came from, and the power grid and the culture of the United States will be knocked out. Meanwhile, if they want to, they can take the Poseidon, tsunami-creating, it's the Poseidon drone submarine the Russians have, and that can create, you know, a 1,000-foot wave or whatever with the mega, it's a large nuclear weapon involved in that. And those things could go right up the Thames or down the St. Lawrence Seaway. And then are they in Lake Michigan right now or Lake Superior? Are they in Erie or Huron or wherever, you see? Are they in the Tennessee River or the Kentucky River or the Ohio River, the Mississippi? You don't know, you see. Are they in the Okefenokee Swamp or, you know, the Everglades? Are they coming up into the bayous in Louisiana, all right? They've been sure looking for stuff like that in the Tennessee Valley Authority, as we reported. And I think they were off, came in on the St. Lawrence Seaway or on ships that then could offload them that were like in the guise of research vessels or yachts, private yachts. So they could do that and then do tsunamis on our Great Lakes and that kind of stuff and create a lake in the middle of the United States. Split the U.S. in two. Do a look at future maps of the United States or future maps of the world. Type that in. You see all the different future maps, including one allegedly from the United States Navy, which shows the Mississippi going all the way up in and the water going all the way up in the, you know, way up into the Midwest. You know, as a huge lake or huge inland sea. you also see the Islas, the islands of California. And if you have a really a bad quake out there, and then the whole thing shakes up from Washington State on down, if you have a liquefaction quake, then there goes Seattle, baby. I'm telling you. Oregon, Seattle, all of that stuff, all the way to Northern California and all the way down to Southern California. Then you have the Islas de California, okay? The islands. And that's the future maps. Go out tonight, go out tomorrow, get more supplies. You need at least a minimum of 1,000 rounds, and this is a bare minimum. If you're going to take on a biker gang or a street gang or something like that to defend your home and your family against, you know, invaders or somebody who comes at your house or encircles you or attempts to, then you're going to need thousands of rounds of ammunition. But get the next box. Get the next can or two of chunky soup. Each one of those is a ration for one person for one day. If you can do nothing else besides that, get a couple more cans of chunky soup, you know, or of Chef Boyardee or Denny Moore stew or, you know, roast beef or corned beef hash, whatever it is, all right, that you like. And no, it's not the most fresh food and all that, but it's going to be a ration. You're going to be able to eat. You're going to be able to sustain life. You'll have enough strength to fight and withstand what's going to come. I would also heed greatly. If you want any lighting at night, then heed Lord Jesus in Matthew 25. And get some lamps with lamp oil. And figure out how many hours a night you'd like to have for a year or whatever it is you'd like to have light at night. And then do the math and figure out how many hours of light you want and how many candles or 120-hour candles or how many fills of the Dietz or the Petromax lanterns you need, how many tanks you need to fill, and how much oil you need to fill that to get 4 or 5 hours of light a night. How many candles or whatever you're going to burn to cause the light. The firewood, you can get some light from the fireplace or that kind of thing, or a campfire. But you may want light without the fire, too, in a room or in a house. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, I'm telling you. Stand for your family. Stand for the Lord Jesus against evil. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand and protect your home, your business, your farm, all your goods and property, whatever it is you got. And I'll tell you what, you'll have to pray about it yourself and pray to the Lord what you want you to do with the money that you may have in the bank or you may have in the 401k or all the different stuff. But if you do not have money or if you do not have long-term storage food or food for your family for at least a year, right? You get it for however long you can get it with the money you got, but, I mean, if you can do it 3.5 years, that'd be great. 1 year, that'd be great. 2 years, or if not, 6 months, 3 months, 1 month, 10 days, one more day. Whatever it is, you can do the next increment. Do the next increment, and then some if you're able to do it. Would it be better to have to be able to eat for an entire year than to have it all up in the stock market in a IRA or 401k that's being destroyed, okay? Or you had it all in a bank account that now you can't get in and get any more than 500 a week out, all right? You see what I'm saying? It's better to have the food. It's better to have the ammo than nuclear, biological, chemical gear, all right? The extra medical supplies, and that's all kind of stuff, bandages, blood clotting stuff that they use to put on to create the blood clots to, clot the blood after a wound, surgery, field surgical kits, all the kind of stuff, the big dressings for the gaping, for the second chest wounds, all the different things that you can get. Splints, air splints, all that kind of stuff. In case you break your leg or break the bone or an arm or what have you. All of the different vitamins, minerals, herbal stuff that you might want to take. The fish antibiotics in case, you might need some fish antibiotics. And then you got to get like the books, Dr. Alden's books, Where There Is No Doctor and that kind of stuff. Where There Is No Dentist. Don't go into their loose gray knife that fine. Stand to the the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, like you may have done with the tectonic weapon to hit an underground base, perhaps, of the Red Chinese in Canada. Bending a Ranger, I know you're good and ready. Nikki Lapua, baby, the best hand-to-hand or with the 338. Squeeze it. Don't jerk the trigger, Mickey. Road and track and Little L. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. He loves you. Keep up with your ninja ways and your Muay Thai ways at the same time. Learn your science, your math, your spelling, your history, so that you can be the leaders of the future and say hi to your mom and dad. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.